Excellent. Thank you, Solomon. And I'm probably going to read those verses again. So kids, keep those bingo sheets in front of you so that if you hear those words, you can give a little circle or exit out or put a cross through it or something so that you can do that. Now, very quickly, because I don't often get a chance to say this sort of thing, I want to say how great it is to be the youth pastor at Christ Church Virginia Water. It really is fantastic, and yesterday was a cool example of how fantastic that is. We have been going through CY and Soul, which are the youth versions of Christianity Explored in the whole of the youth group. And it's been a fantastic way for the kids of the youth group to re-encounter Christ and for other youth who don't know Jesus to encounter Christ, perhaps even for the first time. And it's been a real joy for me to actually sit back and watch our youth deliver the material, to see Beth deliver the material, and really to sit back and see the youth ministry be the youth ministry of Christ Church Virginia Water. And yesterday we spent a day in London mucking about, having fun, and concluded it at a Mount Redmond concert, worshiping the Lord together, and it was just fantastic. And for those of you who don't know the things that go on in the youth ministry on a weekly, monthly, termly basis, I would encourage you to pick up one of these booklets or to check out the website christianyouth.co.uk to find out. And what's really exciting is our desire to not just welcome people here, but to go out and be in the community and bless the community. And so if you haven't looked in the Connection magazine and come to notice that we have a study open house at the community center that's open to any secondary age school kid or secondary school age kid, primarily GCSE A level, to be able to come get some free coffee, free tea, free biscuits, free Wi-Fi, spread out and get some studying done, please check it out. Every single youth who has participated in it will tell you, I get more done there than anywhere else. The next one is the 22nd of March. I would encourage you to know about it and to let others be made known about it. Really is a privilege to be serving Christ in the youth ministry here at Christ Church, which really has a lot to do with the sermon this morning, which is about love. I'm going to slide this over here if that's all right. It's about love, and we just read this verse. Let me read it again if I can. Actually, I'll just read it from this page for a moment. It says from 1 John 4:10 through 12, true love is God's love for us, not our love for God. God sent His Son to be the way to take away our sins. That is how much God loved us, dear friend. So we also must love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us. If we love each other, God's love has reached its goal. It is made perfect in us. And that's one translation. And what I want to do is just look at this passage and learn just a few things and how that interacts with our life. The first thing, we're talking about love here. And love chooses first. Love chooses first. It doesn't have to be asked. Okay? This is love. Not that we loved God, but. An adult word we might use is love is proactive. Okay, love doesn't just sit back and go, I can't really be bothered much until someone kind of comes and hassles me or asks me or bothers me. Love chooses first. Maybe even when it's undeserved. Not that we love God, but God loved us. Love cares. It's affectionate. Love, we sit back and we see somebody else and we don't go, well, I suppose it's something I ought to do. A person's kind of a jerk, but I suppose I should do something kind for them. It actually has a genuine affection for other people. That's tough, isn't it? I mean, kids, is there somebody? I mean, adults don't deal with this thing in the office. Kids at school, you might have somebody in your classroom that you maybe don't care for very much. I mean, we adults, there's no one in our office that we don't care for, right? Yeah. All right. But there might be somebody that we don't generally care for. We might not feel very affectionate towards. But you know what? no matter how big of a jerk I am, and I can be a jerk, all right? Ask my wife and kids. No matter how much of a jerk I can be, God loves me. And God loves you. He has an affection for you. He knows you better than anyone else knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows what you think and how you feel. Think about this week and the thoughts and the feelings that you've had that would shame you so deeply you would flee here if I knew. I can think of that for me. God knows that about you. And He's not just sitting there like a disciplinarian waiting to rap you across the knuckles with His ruler or thump you across the head with His fist or I crush you, you know, or something. I'm going to flick you off of the planet. He knows you that way and loves you even when we haven't loved Him. And out of His affection and His care, He has done something. He sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Atoning, that's a cool word. Atoning literally means to cover over. It's a covering. God acted first out of His affection for us to meet a need that I have and you have and we have. Because of our sin, we are alienated from God. We don't have a good friendship or fellowship with God. It's like we're enemies rather than friends and family. We have a need for that sin to be covered over, to be removed, to be separated from our sin so that we can be together with God. And God chose first, and He loved us so much that He sent Jesus to take care of our sin. He used what only He had, Himself, to meet our need. To meet our need. It gives up for someone else's sake. And love is what God is and what He is like. Verse 8 of the same chapter says very plainly, God is love. You know, we can only be who we are. Isn't that right? And oftentimes when we have behavior that is generally unacceptable or unsociable, we sit back and say, listen, I can only be who I am. God can only be who He is. And who He is love. He acts first. He is affectionate for us, and He uses what He Himself alone has to meet our need. And so when we choose first, out of our affection, and we give of what we have to meet somebody else's need, we make God visible to the world around us. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. And that's why we say what can be known about God is most known and is most understood through the person of Jesus of Nazareth. Because He is the total expression of God choosing first out of His love and affection to meet our need, to show us who He is and what He's like. Now, how can we do anything like that? Well, honestly, we could make that answer really complex. We could make that answer really simple. Have you ever been in that situation when you lost your keys and your mobile? Where are my keys? Where are my phone? Where are my keys? Where are my phone? All right, you know, have you ever, you know what I'm talking about? All right, so you're looking for your keys and your phone, and parents, if you're like me, when your child has lost something, like a memory stick, I'm like, you better go find that. That's your responsibility. You need to learn to be responsible. But when I've lost my keys, I'm like, kids, find my keys. If you ever say, Dad, your keys aren't my responsibility. Oh. But you know, we find ourselves in these situations where we have the opportunity to choose first out of our love for somebody else and use what we have to help meet their need. And if we're sitting watching telly and we know that someone in our family is looking for something, we could choose first before we're asked. And out of our affection for our family members, help. Use our eyes, use our feet, use our hands to help out. Maybe if we're in a situation where somebody is lacking something, food or clothes or shelter, we can utilize our resources to meet other people's needs. Whether that's sharing a bit of your lunch with a classmate, or whether that's investigating East to West's supported lodging scheme, and taking our care for street children around the world and saying we want homeless youth in Surrey to not be sofa surfing and living in hostels, but we've got extra rooms. We could use one of them to put a young person in a safe, stable environment where they can finish their apprenticeship or their education. Oftentimes, though, it's immaterial. Maybe you're like me and you've had your day absolutely made or absolutely broken by two words. And those same two words could be the same two words said differently. Like, nice shoes. Well, thank you. Yes, they are, aren't they? Actually, they're kind of grubby, but thank you for saying that. Or, nice shoes. Same words delivered entirely differently. And we all have a need to know that we are cared for and we are loved. And with our words, what we say, how we say it, and with things like just a smile on our face, we can show people the love of Christ, just that simply. Sometimes we make sacrificial giving, we make it so big that we give ourselves an excuse to not do it. When really it can be just as small as saying, I have a smile on my face that I can use to bring joy to somebody else's life. I have a hand, I could shake your hand. And it might be sacrificial. People might think that because I'm being friendly with this person, I must also be a social outcast and a bit of a leper. But isn't that what God would do? Isn't that what God has done in Christ? And so what I want to encourage us all with is having received the love of God through faith in Christ, experiencing God having chosen first to meet our need because of His deep love for us, can we ask God to give us that same love for others? So whether it be a smile on our face, a kind word on our lips, some finances that we have available, or a room in our home, or a seat in our car, whatever it may be, that we could use those things out of our affection for our fellow man to meet their need so that people can see the otherwise invisible God of the universe. Yeah? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your love for us. Lord, I pray that we would come to understand that just a little bit more deeply this morning. Thank you that when we didn't love you, you loved us. Amazingly. And you have utilized yourself, your love, your character to meet our need for forgiveness so that we could know you, so that we could experience your love for us, so that we could be known and be loved by you and extend that out to other people. And I pray that that's exactly what we would do. I pray that by your Spirit, through the power of Christ, we would love other people so that people could know who you are and what you're like. Give us grace to shine. In Jesus' name, amen.